This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I am Ira Flatto. A little bit later in the hour, writer and civil engineer Henry Petrosky is going to join us for a look at the nature of design. But first, over 400,000 women worldwide are affected by cervical cancer each year. And here in the U.S., over 4,000 women die last year from the cancer. What causes this cancer? Well, research now points to a virus, the human papillomavirus, or HPV. Can a new test that looks for the virus be a more reliable way of detecting and preventing cervical cancer than the pap smear? What about a vaccine? Could a vaccine against HPV infection help prevent cervical cancer? Joining me now to talk about this is Dr. Linda Judice. She is professor of gynecology and obstetrics, the chief of the Section of Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility, and the director of the Center for Women's Health and Reproductive Medicine at Stanford University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Is it pretty well now established that human papillomavirus is the cause of cervical cancer?
Indeed it is. HPV DNA has been found in 99.8% of all cervical cancers.
Wow. But now let me ask the converse question. Does that mean if you have the virus in you, you're going to get cervical cancer?
No, and this is a very important issue because the vast majority of individuals in our country, about 75% of adults, have at one time been exposed to HPV, but a very, very small percentage of women will develop cervical cancer.
How do you get HPV?
HPV primarily is, with regard to cervical cancer risk, is primarily transmitted sexually.
Mm-hmm. If you use a condom or something like that, preventive, a barrier method, will that prevent its transmission?
Not really, because the genital skin also harbors the virus, and very often a condom is not going to be able to cover that.
Mm-hmm. So do we know why, if 75% of the women have HPV at some point in their life, that we don't see more cancers then?
The latest evidence suggests that the immune system does a very efficient job in getting rid of the cancer. And it's really the most vulnerable population is young women in their teens and 20s, where a segment of the cervix becomes much more susceptible for the ability of the viral DNA to be incorporated into the host DNA.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very efficient elimination of the virus. About 98% of women are able to clear the virus, and about 2% continue to have a highly persistent form of the virus.
Mm-hmm. So what then puts you at a higher, at what point, is there a certain point in your life where having the virus may put you at a higher risk?
Yes, acquiring it usually in the teens or 20s, but the detection of it, it doesn't actually progress to a form where it's detectable, usually for another 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm. So is there a new test now that's coming out or is available that you can detect the virus and then watch for development of the cancer?
Yes. In addition to the pap test, and there's a new generation of pap smear, now a liquid-based kind of pap test that is much more sensitive to detect abnormal-looking cells, the FDA in March approved the HPV DNA test. And the recommendations are from the American College of OBGYN and also from the American Cancer Society to have general screening of women 30 years or older for HPV DNA as well as the pap test.
Is this considered a better test than the pap test?
It's twice as sensitive as the pap, yes.
Hmm. And so what happens if you find a positive result that you have the virus?
That would then prompt the physician to repeat the test usually within 6 months, 6 months to 12 months. And if it's still persistent, then women would have the traditional evaluation of having a very close look at the cervix by colposcopy, or biopsies may be indicated. It all depends on how extensive the infection is.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we know that a virus causes the disease, causes the cancer, why can't we simply make a vaccine against it?
Well, there was a trial that was reported in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2002 in which women were vaccinated to one of the highly virulent types of HPV called HPV-16. And the follow-up was almost 18 months, and they found that those women who were vaccinated had no development of any HPV infection, whereas there were there was a certain number in the group that had received the placebo that did develop it. So this is truly a tremendous beginning in the ability to potentially prevent cervical cancer.
And so where do we go from here with that that vaccine? Is it still being tested, or is it ready to go to larger clinical tests, or how do we know when that will be ready?
Sure. The long-term efficacy of the vaccine really has to be proven. 18 months or 17 months is not quite enough time. And so long-term studies are continuing. And in addition, there was a recent study in the Journal of the American Medical Association in which researchers used a mathematical model to determine the benefit of vaccinating women against HPV. And they concluded that it would be a combination of a vaccine as well as extensive screening that would hopefully lead to the eradication of cervical cancer.
Wow, it's amazing to even talk about that in a single breath.
Isn't it?
It sounds like, I remember when they talked about polio that way, you know?
Yes, well, you know, with the pap smear having been invented almost 50 years ago, that in itself, between 1955 and 1992, for instance, the number of cancer deaths due to cervical cancer was reduced by 75%. And it continues to drop about 2% per year. And these dramatic changes have been primarily due to the pap smear and now the more advanced pap test. So I think with cervical cancer, with the HPV DNA test, as well as potentially a vaccine, I think we do have that on the horizon.
Well, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us, Doctor. It's been very enlightening.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Linda Judice is Professor of Gynecology and Obstetrics and Chief of the Section of Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility and Director of the Center of Women's Health and Reproductive Medicine at Stanford University, and she joined us by phone.